Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Hamayim Shenifsalu Mishdias Abhema, water that became unfit for animals to even drink. So it became, it had a smell or a stench, or it was just polluted in a way that even animals won't drink it. The Chachamim declared that kind of water would not be allowed to use for Netilas Yadayim. Now, if it's Bekalim, if it's in a vessel, and you try to wash your hands with the water in that vessel, Psulim. And in that case, that's Nechamim said you cannot use such water. However, Bekakais, but let's say the water gathered in the ground itself. So even if it became smelly or had a stench that animals won't drink it, but the bottom line is that water is still allowed to be used as a mikvah, so you can immerse your hands in it. So therefore, there the Chachamim said we will continue the halacha that if you immerse your hands, which is again another way you can wash your hands for this purpose, and since it's still kosher as water for a mikvah, you can immerse your hands in such water. But if you want to use it as a keli and wash your hands from the keli, that the Chachamim said can't be used if it's unfit to be, if it's not fit to be used for animals to drink. Let's say inside the water fell ink, or koimos, or resin, vikan kantoim, or vitriol. Again, these are all kind of substances that are, have like a stickiness to them. Vinishtano mareim, and the actual appearance of the water changed based on what fell in. Psulin, those are also going to be puzzled to be used for netilas yadayim. Asa behem alacha, if you use the water for any kind of activity, you do work with the water, and we'll elaborate a little bit later on what that means. Ayish shara behen pitoy, or you soaked in it some bread. Psulim, those are also puzzled. Again, it has to be water that was not used for an activity. If it was used for an activity, that renders it unfit to be used for netilas yadayim. Now, shemen hatimni oimer afilu niskaven l'shroyz behen v'nafal l'sheni. If you had intention to soak it into one keli and it fell into another keli, then kasher. The machlokes seems to be as follows. The chachamim seem to say that if bread accidentally fell into a keli, then that's not considered work, and therefore, since that's not considered work, you can still use that vessel, the water in that vessel for netilas yadayim. And Shimon HaTimni says a chiddush that even if you intended to use the bread to soak it, but it accidentally fell into a different keli, since you didn't specifically have intention to put it into that keli, that's not considered work, and therefore that is still usable. But the Chachamim say as long as you had intention to soak the bread, even if it accidentally fell into a different kli, that is considered work because you didn't, at the end of the day, have intention to soak the bread in the water. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Hidiach behem as a kelim. Let's say you use the water to rinse out kelim. Oishemicha behem es amidos, or you scrubbed vessels that are used to measure things like wine or oil. Again, those are considered water that's used for an activity. It's considered water that's used for work, and therefore psulim, they are pasul. Now hidiach behem kelim mudachim oy chadashim. Now let's say you use the water to rinse out kelim that had already been rinsed out, or new kelim, which don't really need to be rinsed, they're brand new. So in that case, that's not considered water used for an activity, water used for work. And therefore, the Tanakhama says, ksherim, they are still kosher. However, Rabbi Yossi, paisel b'chadashim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, a new vessel, people do rinse it off like the first time it's being used. So since people do rinse off new vessels the first time it's being used, that is considered water used for an activity. It's considered water used for work, and therefore it is considered now unfit for netilas yadayim. However, he does agree that a vessel that was already rinsed off, there's really no purpose in rinsing it off again. So therefore, if you use water to rinse off a keli that had already been rinsed, that's not considered water used for an activity, and therefore that is still considered fit for netilas yadayim. But the Chachamim say in both those cases, it would be considered water that's fit for netilas yadayim.